Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We are live in the Capitol Rotunda, and just a quick shout out to whoever just opened up the door and started the coffee on the House side over here. Because Carl and I have been dying on the vine for the last hour and a half, and somebody walked in a minute ago, and we now have hot coffee. So that's a good thing. A little chilly in here in the rotunda. This is a huge, huge area in the Capitol. Beautiful. If you've never been down here, you need to try to get here. And somebody who will be here just in a couple of hours, in fact, the incoming Lieutenant Governor is David Wassinger. He's driving down here even as we speak. And Mr. Lieutenant Governor-elect, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, Mark and Kim, how are you? I'm doing great. We get sworn in on Monday, so I won't be the official lieutenant governor until 11:30 or noon on Monday, but I hope you and Kim can make the inauguration, and your listeners are all invited to my inauguration on along with Governor Kehoe and the rest of the statewide officials on Monday. And then we'll have an open house. I wanted to announce to your listeners at the lieutenant governor's office at 1 o'clock on this upcoming Monday. So I invite you and all your listeners to attend the inauguration. And please come over to the open house at the lieutenant governor's office, because you and Kim and the rest of your listeners got me elected lieutenant governor. And I want to say thank you in person. So please make it over to Jeff City on Monday.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Kim will not be able to attend because I'll be attending. So she's going to be doing the morning show that morning so that I can come down to Jeff City and attend the inauguration and then hang out with you for a little while.
That'd be great. Find a good place where we can smoke a victory cigar or something within a confines. Because you know I'm an outsider to Jeff City, so I don't know the confines of Jeff City. So I need somebody to lead me by the hand and find some place to celebrate. My guess it was not being the Missouri State Capitol. There's a but I'm running. As you know, I'm an outsider and I do not know Jefferson City, so I'm gonna need to some guidance. So I hope you're learning some rules of the road there in Jeff City today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did. Carl and I did go out and socialize a little bit last night, and basically what I learned is not much has changed down here since I was here a year ago, and I think that it's still very much an insider network determining who gets things done and who doesn't. So that, which begs the question, you've been lieutenant governor-elect for a while now. I know that you've been down here meeting people. What's the real impact you hope to have? Because, you know, it's been a while since we've had a lieutenant governor who's influenced things in a way that made a difference down here.
Well, I think, Mark, it's been generations since a lieutenant governor has been elected who's an outsider, who's not come within the confines of the Missouri Senate. It literally generations. So I truly am an outsider, which is unusual. I think your listeners and you and others want change in Jefferson City. And as part of that change, they elected me lieutenant governor, and I intend on implementing and bringing forth that change. And part of that is I've come in, I have to know, I obviously don't know a lot of these Missouri state senators. I'm going to be meeting coming in today. I'm actually going to be sitting up on the dais with current lieutenant governor, soon to be governor, Mike Kehoe. So I will be up on the dais with him as the, you know, these senators get sworn in. I'll be in the Senate chambers with Governor-elect Kehoe, and after that, I intend on meeting some of these senators. So I'm truly an outsider who needs to meet some of these senators. And what I've learned in running my own business, Mark, is, and I've learned this in the short time I've been lieutenant-elect, you walk in and you look from an outsider perspective, why in the world are we doing this? And sometimes there's a good or explanation as to why, you know, whether it's a Senate rule or you're doing something. But other times you hear the response, just because we've always done it that way. Okay, well, yeah, why have you always done it that way? I don't know. We've just, I hate that answer, you know, because we've always done it that way. If there's a reason or why we've always done it that way, great. But just the answer that we've done it that way. So I think I bring an outsider perspective where you walk in, and you kind of look at this thing from ground zero, a fresh perspective as to why this Jefferson City is operating this way, why they're not getting anything done. I look forward to bringing that in and talking to your listeners as this progresses.
So, you know, Cindy O'Loughlin obviously is the Senate pro tem, and I believe Tony Lutkemeyer is second in command. They're going to set the agenda. As lieutenant governor, do you have any authority? What authority do you have over the Senate? I mean, how can you walk in there and maybe encourage them a little bit as to which legislation should be a priority this year?
Well, as part of my responsibilities as lieutenant governor, I serve as president of the Senate. So to the extent I want to serve up on the dais and basically serve as an umpire or referee this game, that is my sole prerogative. In other words, if I wanted to sit up on the dais with a gavel, that gavel needs to be handed over to the lieutenant governor, whether it's me or someone else. That is the Missouri Constitution. So as a directive, and, you know, frankly, right now, a lot of the state senators have reached out to me. I think they would like to establish a relationship and getting along for the most part with them. But we'll find out if the Senate leadership, falls apart. I'll be, I'm an outsider. I'm not emboldened to any of these lobbyists or special interests. I will be the first one to call them out if we're not getting the job done.
We talk about on the federal level how the big priorities would be the border, closing the border, and the economy. So on the state level, what would you see as maybe number one priority that you'd like to see lawmakers tackle?
Well, you can't lose sight of what some people mentioned, various topics. The two biggest issues that you hear on the campaign trail and that got me elected is illegal immigration, and you would also hear about tax relief. And that includes both personal property tax relief and income tax relief. And that spurs the economy. So those two issues need to be addressed. I think it's going to be far easier to address this immigration issue now that we have President Trump having been elected to office. I think we will, the state of Missouri and other states will work hand in glove with President Trump to boot these illegals out of this country and out of the state of Missouri. That's going to spur tourism. That will help with our crime. So that's going to be a big issue. We can't lose sight that if you look back at the campaign commercials that were run by every candidate running for statewide office, illegal immigration was in almost every candidate's campaign commercial. We can't lose sight that that is the biggest concern of Missourians. So I think that illegal immigration, we need to work with President Trump and boot these illegals out of the state of Missouri.
Yeah, and what do you, well, I mean, if you were a betting man, we're talking to incoming Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger. If you were a betting man, do you think we can begin a phase out of the state income tax? Because obviously we have to come up with some way to replace that. I'm assuming that's some sort of a general sales tax of some sort. But you'd kind of have to plan for it. It's going to take a couple of years, right?
I think that's right. But I think we've got some momentum. I believe Governor-elect Kehoe, that's real high on his priority list of is phasing out the income tax. I'm strongly in favor of that. I think the Senate majority, the Senate leadership, as I understand it, is in favor of that. And if you look at the common denominator, and I think you've mentioned this, Mark, in the past, is you look at Florida, Texas, these states with no income tax, they're high growth states. Yes. And the common denominator seems to be no income tax.
Yeah, well, I mean, I mentioned earlier, I heard Art Laffer talking about that just recently, and he served in the Reagan administration, so he's pretty famous for his Laffer curve, and he's a big proponent of this, I know, and I know that he's spoken to Mike Kehoe about it. So hopefully, when we get the incoming governor on a little later, I think in the next hour, at about this time, an hour from now, we're gonna talk to Mike Kehoe, and we'll see how serious he is about attacking all of that. David Wassinger, thank you. Congratulations on your election, and we're excited to see what you can help get done down here.
All right, thank you, Mark, for your support, and thank you for your listener support. And I look forward to seeing you in Jeff City.
Yes, sir. We'll see you shortly.
Right.
We appreciate
all right,
that.
Take care. All right. Okay,
all right.
Bye
thank
bye.
You. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, he's on his way down here this morning, driving down. The roads are great, which is the good news, but it is cold out there, baby. Carl, what did you say it was earlier? 5 or 6 here?
7.
7. Oh, it's 7 degrees here. So
hey, it's gotten warmer. It's 8 now.
And it's about 59 out here in the rotunda right now. I can tell you that. That's for sure. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. We're going to be back with In Other News with Ethan and Kim here in a couple of minutes. And then, of course, we're going to get to the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is going to come by and pay us a visit right at the top of the next hour live in Jeff City, courtesy of our friends over at Golden Oak Lending. We'll be right back.
Mark Cox is live from Jefferson City, sponsored by Golden Oak Lending, where homeowners get cash in as little as 14 days.